Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Diane B. and I'm a recovered compulsive eater from New York. Today is Friday, March the 4th, 2022. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we are at page XVII, the forward to the second edition. We are on paragraph 3. Today's readers are Jordan L., Christina J., and Julie E.B. The reference numbers for yesterday at 10 a.m. I lost it. Here we go. The reference numbers from yesterday, Thursday at 10 a.m. is 18,630, so 18630. And this morning at 7 a.m., 18,634, 18634. Preamble from OA. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, as OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Christina M. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Diane. Good morning. My name is Christina M., and I'm a compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you. And now will Terry H. please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, Diane, and thank you for your service. You're doing great. My name is Terry H. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I'm a grateful food addict, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters of affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, and that's to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service center may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve, and with that, I pass.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our absence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page XVII, Roman numeral 17. We're in the forward to the second edition, and we are on paragraph 3, beginning with "It was now time the struggling groups thought." So now I'm going to ask Jordan L. to please read.
Hey, good morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and Gunnison, Colorado. Grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. And thank you, Diane, for moderating for us. So it was now time, the struggling groups thought, to place their message and unique experience before the world. This determination bore fruit in the spring of 1939 by the publication of this volume. The membership had then reached about 100 men and women. The fledgling society, which had been nameless, now began to be called Alcoholics Anonymous from the title of its own book. The flying blind period ended, and AA entered a new phase of its pioneering time. I guess what came to mind for me this morning in reading this paragraph, I don't know, I suppose like spiritual development in general. This was an important time in AA's history for sure, where they were going, you know, they were going from the point in time where they didn't really know what was going to happen or what this looked like or what they had come across, what they had developed, what they had found, what they had discovered. You know, this was kind of the point in time where they started to understand what this could look like in the future, and what sort of benefit this could provide. And I think they were probably thinking that it would provide benefit to alcoholics and their families. But it's interesting, like, you know, 100 years out from this, or I guess we're not quite 100 years out, but coming up on 100 years out from this, 80 years out from this, a little more than 80, we see now that, like, Alcoholics Anonymous has actually benefited society as a whole, which is pretty wild. Like, I read about 12-step recovery in all kinds of places, you know, like psychology books and religious books and all different, like, a whole bunch of different places. It's not just in Alcoholics Anonymous anymore. And I guess it makes me think of my own spiritual development, you know. When I got here, I had no idea what this was going to look like. I had no clue. I was terrified. Life without the food was, I had no idea what that was going to look like. Life without the food and the isolation that compulsive overeater eating brings, I had no idea what it was going to look like on the other side of that. But luckily, I had this group, especially. This group is very vocal about what it looks like on the other side, what food neutrality looks like, what it looks like to be, to have meaningful and purposeful relationships in your life, to be working with others regularly, vigorously, rigorously, I think is the word that the big book uses. And to be like living this daily, you know, and to be screwing up at it sometimes too, you know, and then to be taking a look at what I've done and going and willing to go back and make amends, and practice it, you know, like practice it all over again, practice practice a better way to go about that in the future, you know, and what happens is I end up, yes, I get a huge benefit out of all of this, but just like Alcoholics Anonymous, it benefits more than just me, the recovered compulsive overeater and my family. It starts to like go out from there and I start to be able to practice these principles and, affairs in other places in my life, not just within these rooms, not just working with others, other compulsive overeaters, but maybe even at work, and at school and at these other facets, these other places in my life. So it's quite the thing we got here. Very grateful to be a part of it this morning. That's all I have. I pass.
Thank you so much, Jordan. And now we're going to open it up for sharing. Please press star 1 to unmute, and I'll take your names. Who would like to share?
Lauren Grace B.
Barbara S. Linda B.
Diane S.
Terrific. I have Barb S., Lauren C., Barbara S., Linda B., and Diane S. Did I miss anyone? Okay, Barb S., you, please press star 1 to unmute, and when you're finished, please say pass.
Hi, this is Barbara S. I said my name twice because I wasn't sure it came through, so you could pass on the second Barbara S. unless there's another one. I'm from New York. I'm very grateful to have found OA years back, but it's seeping in now. And as far as this paragraph, I think it is beautiful, truly beautiful and a miracle, and perhaps a work of God that they were able to put something like this together, a script for living. Big Book to me is a script for living. I'll speak for myself. I found a lot of parts of my life hard to live with and used food, whatever. And this book, they showed us how we could live. It's directions. It's the right directions for living. And I'm glad to be here this morning. And I pass.
Thank you. Lauren C., please.
This is Lauren Grace B. Is that who you meant?
Yes. I'm sorry if
okay.
I got your name.
Oh, that's okay. I'm Lauren Grace B. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from New Jersey. A few things hit me from this paragraph. The determination bore fruit.
This is a very simple program, but it is not an easy program. It takes a lot of work to be successful, to be recovered. And just working with a newcomer now who is new to OA also, it's tough, you know. You have to find a food plan, either through the OA materials or a dietitian. You have to learn a whole new way of living and a whole new way of thinking about food. And for those of us who are recovered, you have sponsees, you have calls, you have your own call with your sponsor. It's a very different way of living, but we're promised the determination will bear fruit. And I am finding that to be true for me. And it's also interesting, it says in the beginning, the struggling groups. So struggling isn't a reflection of lack of success. You know, there will be times in this program that we are struggling, and that is a sign that the 10th step can be helpful to restore our conscious contact with God and get all the junk out of the way. But there are going to be times when we feel like we're struggling. The important thing is that we're faithful. You know, we're faithful to stick with it. We're faithful to seek God. We're faithful to work the steps. And if we do all those things, do today what we did yesterday, our determination will bear fruit. And that's all. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Next, we have Linda B.
Thank you, Diane. I'm Linda B., I'm recovered compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. Pretty much what was all just already said was, you know, they were still struggling, struggling groups, and they thought it was time to put this message forward, and they were determined. I'm not sure I like the name, the word determination, but yes, I think I would have said their intention. They had an intention, but it was backed with determination. And then going on, what really struck me is this fledgling society, which had been nameless, now began to be called Alcoholics Anonymous. It has a name. And, you know, it's to name something is such an honor, such a gift, and you know, it's the first thing a parent starts thinking about when they realize they're going to be expecting a baby. Oh, what shall we call the baby? And it's that identification, that name, and we all know how it feels to be called by our name. It's just like we say, we were called by our name, and I am God. I am, and I don't know. That just struck me as such an honor to have that name, have a name for this fledgling society, and I just feel the importance and how we like being remembered. We like being called by our names, and we like when someone remembers our name. Oh, hi, so and so. Hi, and so and so. And you know, as we get older, we tend to forget. And I recall, you know, my late husband worked with people in general and always tried to remember their name. And towards us, he was getting ill and he was forgetting people's names. That broke his heart because he knows how people like to be called by their name. And that really struck Alcoholics Anonymous had a name. And it's almost like they had arrived with a name. So that just really struck a chord within me. And thank you for this opportunity to share, and I'll pass.
Thank you. Now we have Diane S. Star 1 to unmute, please.
Hi, good morning. This is Diane S., compulsive overeater. Jordan, thank you so much for sharing. I am a newcomer and really struggling. Just went through the 12 days of OA with a temporary sponsor. And today was our last day together. And in talking with her, I said, you know, I'm scared to let go of the food. It's all I have, I feel, some days. I really relate it to you. It's so scary to think, like, you know, I can't rely on that anymore. And I've been struggling a little bit with the higher power. And I just wanted to share and say thank you so much for sharing your story. I really appreciate it. Thank you for letting me share. I'll pass.
Thank you, Diane S. We're going to take some more names, but before we do, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share today, your share to every third day, in order that others might share their experience too. So I'm happy to take more names.
Juanita L.
G.
Juanita
L. again.
Joan R.
Okay, I have Lonnie L., somebody G., Nancy L., Joan R. Who was the person with G as your last initial?
Lonnie
G. She can't
hear
Lonnie.
Me. She can't hear me. Okay.
Okay, so Lonnie G. and Lonnie L., Nancy L., Joan R. Anybody else?
Kim O.
Betsy G.
Great, thank you. So we have Lonnie L., Lonnie G., Nancy L., Joan R., Kim O., and Betsy G. Lonnie L., please share. Unless I got that mixed up.
There was a Juanice N.
Okay.
It came first?
I'm sorry, Juanice N.?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Juanice N., you're on. Nope. Okay, Lonnie G., please press star 1 to unmute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who is this now?
This is Juanice N.
Okay, great. Please share.
I was still talking, but I guess you couldn't hear me. Okay. That's okay. We'll get through it. So when I read this flying blind period is what I wanted to share on. The flying blind period had ended because that's how I felt when I came into the program and was told to work what the solution was of working the steps, following the directions of somebody else, looking at something that I didn't believe was going to work at all, and couldn't see how it was going to work. And I could relate to the speaker who's when I heard, you know, it was all I had and you're asking me to give this up, you know, and I felt like I was flying blind because, you know, the big book talks about how it what looked to be a flimsy reed turned out to be the mighty hand of God. And all of this stuff that I was being told to do with making the phone calls and even praying every day, you know, just looked like a flimsy reed to me. And I felt like I was in the flying blind period, just following direction with all my heart, doing everything that I was told to be doing. And then finally, the flying blind period ended when I had a spiritual experience and it all made sense. And I could clearly see then that this was the only way. The only way that I was going to be able to recover. Thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you. We have Lonnie G. next. Star 1 to unmute, please. Okay, let's go over to Nancy L. then. Star 1 to unmute, please.
Can I be heard?
Yes. Who is
okay, this is Nancy L. Recovered today from my food addiction, my compulsive eating. this paragraph brought some important things back to my mind. The very first words, he said, it's now time. It's now time. And I have found in dealing with this disease, when the time is right, when the time was right, I learned about Overeaters Anonymous. I knew in my heart and my head there was something wrong with the way I interacted with food. But until it was time, I didn't know what to name it. And I love the fact that it gets a name. It gets a name. I have a disease of the body and the mind. And it's my allergy and my compulsion of the mind. And once that was named to me, there was another name that was real important to me. And I had to make a decision. What was I to call the power that was going to help me overcome this disease? And I heard it. I heard the name higher power. Higher power, and I thought, I believe in God, but I don't think I knew that the person that was calling a higher power was talking about the same God that I believed in, because I had prayed about my eating before and got no results, got nothing, but I was doing that in isolation, and the name of my higher power is God, and he has released me from this constant fear of compulsive eating. And I think it all happened in the right time, in the right time. So today is the right time for sharing, for passing the message on to anyone who's still suffering, is to stay in the program until it is the right time for you to hear and to grasp what God, the higher power, whatever your higher power is, the higher power to give you help and to help you recover one day at a time. Thank you for letting me share, and thank you for being on this line. And I pass.
Thank you, Nancy. Joan R. Star 1 to unmute, please.
Hi, this is Joan R. from Oregon, and thank you all for your beautiful, wonderful shares. So inspiring this morning. Anyways, the part that I was gonna speak on was that the membership had then reached about 100 men and women, and that has always been one of the inspiring parts of this program, just to read it and read it over again, and to remember that there was 100 people that put out their experience, strength, and hope in writing this book, and they are my first family. You know, they're the people that cared enough to pass this spiritual recovery program on to me and to all of us. And it's very touching to me to even think about them. I guess my favorite story is Bill's story, that has all the parts about how my life was, and you know, how I spent years knowing that this was harmful and then would keep on doing it, and then finally getting looking, you know, getting someone who loved me enough to, you know, really, you know, just be the inspiration of recovery to me. And that's how it really began to work. And then it took a bunch more years to get an opening up to a higher power that really worked. Like the person before said, she prayed and nothing happened. And that was the way it was for me, because there was much more things to have it be the right time to have growth and now to be able to pass it on to others, which I have to do to be able to keep my sobriety, like my first 100 mentors is teaching us and teaches me. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we have Kim O.
Hi, this is Kim O, recovered compulsive overeater. I like being able to see the progression. You know, it starts with one, two people. It starts with just a few people and their experience, strength, and hope. And now we're up to 100. And they've determined that it's time. It's time not just to let it, the message and sharing what works for staying sober or for staying abstinent with, you know, for me with my alcoholic foods. But the program doesn't work unless we recognize that it's time to, you know, it's not something that I can keep to myself. This was not something that they could keep to themselves. That was a whole part of what this program is about, is to be able to share that experience, strength, and hope. And because of it says their determination bore fruit, it, you know, it continued to grow. I picture what 100 men and women in OA may look like. You know, is that like a small fellowship in a region or an area that might come together, you know, for a conference or a celebration? And now it would be a lot, many, many more that are on this line alone with vision, and there's purpose, and to see how it started, to see it go from a phase, what it talks about, the phase of pioneering, to be able to watch it blossom and to see that beauty, to see how it's unfolded and how it began and how it was introduced into the world, and know that my higher power is, you know, a part of that continuing to grow, and that I can have a part in serving in that way, to serve others, but also to help to live a new way, a new sober way. And so just from that small paragraph, you know, that it's time. I can't keep this to myself, just like I'm so grateful that it was determined at this time for this 100 men and women, you know, to move forward with Alcoholics Anonymous. I'll pass.
Thank you, Kim. Betsy G, star one to unmute.
Thank you. My name is Betsy G. I am a compulsive overeater, and thank you for your service. This paragraph is so rich. It contains our past, their present, and the future. It's now time in 1939, right? That's at the height of the Great Depression, when lots of reform societies like Alcoholics Anonymous had sprung up, but they came and went, and there was worry that this would not last. And they knew they had something that they needed to give away in order to save themselves and others who were suffering. And so they published this volume, which, what does it do? It tells us precisely how they have recovered from a seemingly disease, a hopeless disease, right? And my disease is hopeless. And then the generosity of these people to give away what they had so that we, in the future, who are trudging this road, could meet some of them. As we say every day, as we read every day from A Vision for You, this is where we meet them. Here they are, these 100 men and women. And so anyway, I'm just so glad to be on the line today, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Betsy. We have time for maybe two, maybe three more people. And again, we ask that you not share if you've shared yesterday or Wednesday. So I can take three names now, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, Diane, we can hear you.
Oh, good, thank you. Well, would anybody else like to share? Star one to unmute.
This is Gaylene. I'd like to share.
Thank you. Anybody else? We have time for one more. Okay, Gaylene, you're up. Oh, I'm sorry, Ann M.
Mm-hmm. Washington.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. So I've got Gaylene, star one to unmute, please.
Hi, this is Gaylene, recovering, and I'm from Idaho, but living in Arizona for the winter. I am filled with a deep gratitude this morning as I counted up my abstinent days of 15 today, and I haven't had 15 days in a long time. And I'm just so grateful for these 100 men and women, their work, their courage, their bravery, and the risk that they took to bring this work forward, and for the people who have brought it to me, for the people at the rehab center where my children went to begin to teach me about causes and conditions of their addictions and realizing my own compulsive overeating addiction, and the people who have sponsored me and held my hand, and above all, to my higher power. It's a simple program, but definitely not easy and not pain-free. But I'm willing to walk through it as these people have, and to follow the program, to follow the directions, and to let my higher power lead me day by day. One of the things I find, I believe, a false security in is having a list of to-dos every day and looking at it and going, I did it, I did it, I did it, I did it, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. And it doesn't really leave any room for inspiration and guidance from my higher power. And so one thing that I have done as I became absent again is to let my higher power lead me every day. And I have yet to have one day that looked much like the day before or the day before, but I have my list of tools. I know when I'm feeling off and my forgetter, you know, my mind is broken and I forget easy, and I can look at that list and go, oh yes, here are my tools. Okay, higher power, which one are you wanting me to turn to? And it has been it's a new walk for me and a new experience to let him guide me every day and have it look a little bit different, and that's an uneasy, uncomfortable feeling for me, but allowing myself to be uncomfortable. And in a sense, I'm not flying blind, but I don't know what the next right thing is and the next right thing is, and it's been a really sweet experience, and it's brought me to 15 days of abstinence, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this program and all of your service, and I think I'll just leave it with that, with much gratitude and heart, and much gratitude and thanks in my heart today. Thank you.
Thank you, Gaylene. Ann M. star one to unmute, Ann.
Oh, sorry. Ann M. In Washington. This paragraph is just a wonderful metaphor for my recovery. I'm struggling. I love the adjectives here. The struggling for many, many years in that first sentence. And I was determined then to get out of this place that I was in with food, with my life, with everything. And then finding OA quite a few years ago, it bore fruit in my life. And realizing that this was, in those days, a fledgling society, but I was fledgling at that point too. And then the other part is the last sentence where it says it's a new phase and pioneering time. That for me was in 1989, 1990, a fledgling time and in OA and in the 12 steps. And then the second thing is, it occurred to me yesterday listening to these meetings that I hear gratitude every single day by many, many people for how the Big Book steps and traditions help me to recover. And that is just a beautiful thought. And it makes me so happy to be able to connect with everyone and to be recovering. And this disease is a deadly disease, spiritually, mentally, and physically. And I know that now and have such... just wonder and awe at what this can do if I work it. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry about that alarm. So we still have time for a couple of more people. Anybody have a burning desire?
Diane B. from California.
Great. And one more.
This is Julie E.B.
Thank you. Okay, Diane B. from California.
Hi, so glad to be on the line today. As I looked at this paragraph, whenever I see this 1939, I think of my grandfather, who was an alcoholic, and how this program could have helped him, even though he never found this program. He stopped drinking and started actually living the principles of this program by taking care of other people and always seeing what he could do for others when he stopped drinking. And so as I look at this paragraph and how Bill has so eloquently written this book, I'm grateful for him. I truly think that he was God's messenger to bring this program because God knew that we would be suffering with addiction during this period of time in this world and that we would need a program like this to help us become better people and to live God's laws more fully. So I am so grateful for Bill and his gift of being able to write down what many of us feel and think, and for his willingness to share it and his willingness to sacrifice his life, which he did basically sacrifice his life for this program so that we could live more fully. And I pass.
Thank you. And Julie E.B.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I have an echo on my end. I hope I'm not giving it to you. But I just want to share briefly that for me, going through this book, one of the main things I was asked to do is underline or highlight, or I would underline and write me next to the words that I identified with. And whether it was the first time I read it or when I read this through with sponsees today,
The words I can identify with in this are struggling, unique experience, and placing it before the world. You know, and being a fledgling society, you know, really having no idea what I'm doing a lot of the time. Flying blind, oh, that's me. Pioneering, my only reference for pioneering is Little House on the Prairie. But every day is like that for me. And today, because of this book, every day I'm just beginning. Everything's not, I'm not just waiting till I get to some point someday. I can live instead of living as a person who is dying at 42 years old. Today I can live in a way that although I'm flying blind, I'm not alone. And I have these steps that bring me back to a higher power that is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. And this is my emotional regulation today. I live from the inside out, from this place of safety inside. So even though I'm still flying blind and struggling and pioneering, it is a whole different experience. And so I'm glad this was put before the world, and I wanted to put my experience before this little world. Thanks for letting me share. And that's half.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you, everyone, who shared today. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Christina J. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning, everyone. Christina J. from the state of Washington. So grateful to be here. Such wonderful shares. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you can't transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.